finish to get to Tzfas, even though there's been a rather long hiatus, but we left off in the middle someplace. What I began doing was essentially Rosh HaProkim, the various issues that are raised and why they apply or why they don't apply. I remember that I discussed the first point, which is ultimately the most significant one, namely whether in the case where the husband becomes a shoita, the kedushin remain vade kedushin, or whether they somehow become sofik kedushin. And the very first point that was made by the Bez and Tzvas was that this woman, from the very beginning of the illness, is nothing more than the kedushin is nothing more than the sofik kedushin, because for the reasons that I don't want to repeat again, the svekis about whether the kedushin are botel mafreya. Now, I made, I think, two points last time, two reyesis in the psak. Reyes number one, that the facts are not presented. We're talking clearly, at least. We have some obfuscation. We don't know whether he is in PVS, permanent vegetative state, what they call the tzemach, I'm told, or whether he's just in a locked-in state. And the problem is, number one, we're not given medical information, and not even, another Piskei Din, they're rather sophisticated. They give you the agoda of the reifim, this reifim said this, the other reifim said that. Here, there's not a word, just in general. And the first question is whether he was in a locked-in state, which is definitely not a shoita, or whether he's permanent vegetative state. And the Bezn itself says that they contradict themselves. Korov letzemach. I don't know what korov means. And how do they know what korov is? I'm not aware of neurological tests that will tell you exactly how much hakorah this person has. Locked in state, you can prove affirmatively. I don't think that you can exclude locked in state from anybody who's PVS. But leave that to neurologists. If yes, then present us the evidence so that we know that he's not in a locked in state. The affirmative is you tell him to move his eyes, he moves his eyes, he signals, he do all kinds of things. He can be pikeach l'chol dover, unfortunately. That's part of the terrible umglik in this business. And if he can't do those things, you don't know what's going on. I don't know how you can prove that he's not in a locked-in state, but leave that for neurologists. That was the first pikpuk. It was personally on the metzias that isn't clear. The second was, and I don't want to repeat it, it seemed to me that there wasn't even chozi litzdarufi, that this is only a sophicacious ish. And why, what you've gained by saying it's a sophicacious ish, I didn't talk about at all last time. It'll turn out that it's absolutely crucial to what the Bezdin has to say. If you don't establish it's a sophicacious ish, then you can't go to the Makke Bepatish, which comes at the end of the Psak Din. So those are the two points that I made then. Now what I want to do is make a few more points. I hope they will not be too unclear. I'll try to go very quickly, as quickly as possible. Obviously, we can't talk about every little prat. But I want to make the points that they make and see whether they stand up, and then we'll come to the end and see whether it means very much. The third reis in the psak, and most of these things are recognized by the Bezdin. We're dealing here with not zoch. Yes. One point before I come to that. The precedents, all of the antecedent cases in which people have said you don't need a tzivui habal v'chuli v'chuli. I made a list of them, and I'm not sure that I have everyone on the list, but I think I have the important ones. The first is Rav Mikoshtin. There, that's a classic discussion, and we're dealing with a case. We're dealing with the practice of being mashli shaget for a woman who's nishtate in order to permit the husband to marry a second wife. That's one of the conditions being mater the cherem rabbeinu gerushim. The chachmei lisa were ma'arer, says, what's the point of this get, particularly if you're going to yet use it afterwards? If yuli mosi elvid, shliach le mosi mashve, she's a shoita, she can't be megarisher. So what's he making a shliach to be megarisher? sure he's going to make the assuming in shlichus for the ksivas haget, and if not for the for the sinas haget, and later to become shtapi, give her this get. How could that possibly be? So there were people who tried to explain how it works. The chief among them, quoted by the Markeves HaMishneh, is the Rav Mikoshtin. I have no idea who he was, but he claimed that this was Midin Zikui, and the schus is because of the Cherem. If not, it will be over the Cherem Drop in the Gershom. So now it's a schus Gomor. So when we actually deliver it, it's not Beter Shlich, it's Beter Shchia, and Sholom Al Yisrael, it's a kosher again. Now, Lemaise, Taskomos Achrin, if I'm not mistaken, is to be mashish to get and not to use it. Write another one afterwards. Yes, right? Of course. That's because of this tumul, you know, the Rabbi Kashtin, the Chachmi Lisa, the Markeves HaMishneh. So he maintained under these circumstances, it's a schus gomur. The Nadi Behuda wasn't very happy about it. Nadi Behuda had a number of points. His first point was, and who says that he wants to be Megarish wife number one, if she's Nishtape, maybe it'll be Megarish wife number two. The Chayim Rabbi Negarish was against having two wives. Who says it's a schus for him to be Potter from wife number one? That's the one he wants to live with. He'll divorce the second one afterwards. And how can you claim that you can give the get on behalf of the first one? In addition, the Neder Yehuda makes another point which I found very interesting, and that is, what's the Chayim Rabbi Negarish? I'll put it in Teres Chakirin. Is the Chayim Rabbi Negarish against marrying two wives, which means I'm over the cherem or an agerishin only once when I stand under the chuppah and I say harat mepideshesli, or is the cherem or an agerishin of having two wives, in which case I'm over the cherem or an agerishin b'chol regas, the old chikira. What is kedushin? Is it one ma'isa that continues forever, or is there a new ma'isa kedushin every minute? I don't think that they're totally zeb-zeb. But that's essentially what the Chakir is with regard to the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom. Says in Lady Behuda, he seems to take it for granted that the Chayim wasn't against having two wives, it was against marrying two wives. So he claims that he can have two wives afterwards. You want a Hechatimsa, how can an Ashkenazi have two wives and not be able to Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom? For the Lady Behuda, the first one was Nishtate, and he got a Heta Merabonim, and then she was the shtape, and you can continue living with both of them together. So none of this works. But there is schia, because what's a great school? Maybe he wants two wives. In any event, that's the one. I just want to show you the common denominator in every one of these cases. This is the case of a husband who actually made a shliach for gerushin. Whether the shlichus works or not, that's a separate issue. But we have from him, it's better than a gilui das. He was actually memana shliach, only we come and tell him that the shlichus doesn't work. But he wanted to be memana shliach. That's absolutely clear. Then we have the Marsham, a case of a person who made a shliach, and the husband made a shliach to be Megarish his wife, but he wasn't exactly Tzadik Gomor. He was already over the Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom. And now the shliach dies. And the question is, can you now be Memane another shliach, or can you act on the basis of Zochin Lodom Shleib Afonos? This is the Marsham. Again, he was actually Memane shliach, but the shliach's not here. Then we have the Chavatzelet Hashorin. Instead of the shliach dying, he managed to lose the get on the way. So now can he write a new get? This was the get that we gave to him. They made mishliach lehiloche. We know the Baal wanted to be Megarish's wife. Can we go write a new get? That's the third case. But again, it was clear that the husband wanted to be Megarish his wife. The third, the fourth, was the Magid Mikoshnitz. He wrote two svarim with the same title. I have gone through both of them, and I can't find what they're quoting. I'm sure it's there, but I'll have to spend more time trying to find it. And unfortunately, they tell me it's not on the computer, so I can't ask somebody to look at the computer for me. But he was dealing with a Mishumid, who they he, apparently he was off in the war, and don't ask me what was going on there, but the Capitan, husband another Meshumet, prevailed upon him to make a shliach to divorce his wife. And the Capitan is writing all of this, and he's signing underneath. It sounds like a Kisvu B'tnu. It's got a few more races besides Kisvu B'tnu, but we have something there at least. And the Unimar, whether this counts as Shlichus or doesn't count as Shlichus, and now he can't reach him anymore. Question is, can you act on the basis of that kind of a Kisvu B'tnu? That's, again, we have some kind of Gili Das. This person wanted to be Megarish his wife. And then the final case, the one Rav Moshe talks about, and the one that comes from the Beis Din of Haifa, this gentleman seems to have been a member of the Beis Din of Varsha before the war, and was now in Haifa. It was dealing with a case of, I have the right case, I hope. Somebody in Russia wanted the Rov in Moscow. I don't think he was the official Rov in Moscow. They keep referring to him as Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael in Moscow to be Masader a get for him. And unfortunately, Rabbi Yisrael was nifter before he could do this. He seems to have died suddenly. So what was his name? Shapiro Kahana. I forgot his name already. It was Shapiro Dasa, if I'm not mistaken. He wanted to be another shliach. The first shliach died, but the husband wanted the shliach, so we can be mamana shliach in Mekaymai. Rav Moshe disagrees. He says you can't be mamana a shliach for the Baal, but you can be mamana because, you know, worry about this, whether it's a schus, not a schus later, and not a schus gomer for the Baal, but we mana a shliach for Rabbi Yisrael, who's now in the Eilav Emes. That sounds very strange. For Rabbi Yisrael, it's a schus gomer. that's the whole mahalach in Rav Moshe. That for him, he could certainly be mamana. So he says, in the end of the tshuva, we both agree that we can give a get. You claim it's the shliach of the megarish, and I tell you it's the shliach of Rabbi Yisrael. So mamonosha, we could be megarish. But what's the, you know, the common denominator in each of these cases? There's some kind of gili das, I'll call it more than that, on the part of the Baal that he wants to. So we've got the problem, and how is this different from Yerushalmi, that if a woman is Eimid V'Seveach, she wants to be Nisgarish, we still can't go and be Mizrecha for her? So, you know, in the cases we have a Chayim Darbeinu Gerish and V'chule, it's easier. In these cases, I'm not right, everybody was Choylik on most of these people anyway. So I'm not really sure how you distinguish between them, only it seems that in the case of the Isha, she still could have changed her mind. The husband's still here, and we're always afraid that she changed her mind. We're never afraid that the husband was mevatel the shliach lehilocha after he was memana. Maybe he changed his mind too. It's not a schus gomer for him, and that's even before the takona that you can't be mevatel the shliach lehilocha shalei b'fono. Now he won't do it. He'll be over on takonas chachamim. But even before, there's no hint that the shliach can't act, even though it's not a schus gomer. So it has to be that the mitzad the Baal, the benefits they have are incidental. It's not the tav metav tandu metav armalo, and therefore he's a megaladastas. He doesn't care about ma'isi yodel and yerusha v'chulei. So he's pattering himself from the chiyuv yishus. Mashiach came for the woman herself. The etzem kiddushin must be a schus, and if she, even though she told us she doesn't want it, so she changed her mind. The day afterwards, she was machzira torah liyishna, and she is now among these noshim tzidkoniyes v'taf l'metav tandu milmetav armalah. Incidentally, I haven't found anybody to say this. The distinction I'm making, on all of the ones who are matir, and what their snatzlus was, they don't tell us, but I presume that this is more or less the snatzlus. That leaves us with only one source that can't be miyashiv at all, and it's a strong precedent, except. The strong precedent is Rabbi Leo Kletzkin, the Dvar Yoho, but it's not in the Dvar Yoho. He made a lot of other sorry. It was after World War I, and there were a lot of agunas. The husbands went off to war, and they never came back. presumed dead, missing in action, presumed dead, but we don't have any kind of aedus whatsoever. So in this one case, he reported, or he wrote, that he's bitzarf a couple of things also, including the fact if you don't hear from him, you've got, if you read Prade, you know all about it, in the Yiddish book that was serialized in the Morgan Journal. It was precisely the Shaila that he was a young, you know, whatever, that's the plot. He wasn't Damoritz Prade. The Shitas in Rishonim cited by the Beis Yosef that if he's an unständig mensch, you don't hear from him, you can presume he's dead. So he was sorry of that, together with whatever else he's got there. Zochin lo adam shalei b'fanos, you can write a get, even though here there was no gilui das whatsoever from the Baal. That's the only case that I have. So why isn't it a good precedent? It's not a good precedent. I'll give him all this tzirufim. There's this sefer from Rabbi Saul Mintzberg, who was from the Zikne HaRabbonim in Yerushalayim. He wrote against him, and he writes that he asked him to be mefarsim to his chaser. So your only matir was chaser, and Rabbi Saul Mintzberg is not chosher l'sheker. Whatever, yeah, please. No, if a little Kletzkin was chaser, so you can't very well cite him as precedent, as the Reish HaMatiri. So, okay, that's simply to distinguish from the case before the Beis Din. Let me now go back to what the Beis Din is talking about and the other issues. The Marsham was a case of the Shleach died, and the husband, the Baal HaMagarish, he had already married another woman. He was Erev HaChayim Torah Negerishim. The husband had made a shliach before he died. He indicated that he wanted a divorce. Okay, now, the next major shaila, the major reis that strikes everybody, everybody knows the difference between zochin me'odom and zochin le'odom. Zochin le'odom shlei b'fonov, and everybody knows the tzoyis, that zochin me'odom, but not zochin le'odom. The tzoyis, zochin le'odom, not me'odom, sorry. Zochin le'odom, but not zochin me'odom. That's basically a markeves hamishneh, and it goes back to the Rav Mikashtin. That's where he said it. That's the makor advarim. I don't think that it's mefursim in the Yeshivish belt. All the chilkim on the tzeis. I'm saying this. I'm trying to be honest. To be matzdik the bezden. I think that roiv achreinim disagree with the tzeis. They have, we'll talk about the rayas in a moment, but there's the tzeis. No, if it's no zochin, if it's no zochin me'odom, then how can I write a get for the Baal? That's a zochin me'odom. So that's the issue. The problem is now exactly what are we dealing with? Actually, the berry in this is the Be'er Yitzchok. Simen Aleph. In the Be'er Yitzchok, Simen Aleph, the Rayas, the Zochin Me'odom, they all bring from Mechiras Chometz. If you've ever seen a Shtar Mechiras Chometz, it includes that the Rav is selling for all the people who didn't make him a Shliach, and it's B'teiriz Zochin Le'odom Shaloi B'fonov. And that's what the Be'er Yitzchok is trying to explain. How can you do things like this? So I've seen such stories, I've used such stories, I've always done it with a smile, and I would be ready to write into the shtar l'das hachilkim al haktzeis v'hakoponim, for them it'll work, but the ktzeis v'hakev samishin it won't work, and the chilkim, the chsam sefer in two places is chilik, and he brings the raya from Mechiras Chometz, he brings the raya from what seems to have been no v'is chol Yisrael, the meishi, the Be'er Yitzchok is chilik.
So ktzeis says that there's no zochin
me'odom? There's no zochin me'odom, only zochin le'odom, not me'odom. Now, and there are a lot of choshev achreinim who maintain this. So they quote it. They don't want to rely on that alone. I'll soon come to that in a second. Also, That's lizichuson. They didn't want to rely on that principle alone, so they have something else, mi'inyin linyan, bo'isa'inyin, which we'll talk about in a moment. But they bring rayas, number one, from the fact of mechiras chometz, that we do it ma'isim b'chol yoyim. And incidentally, the Be'er Yitzchok, when he's trying to explain how you can do this, it's something that is kedai to go through, not for Ebenezer, but for Archaim, for Bajer Mishpat. He asks, how can you ever sell chometz for anybody? You need two kinyonim always, because it's machlekes whether akuz mashiach or bekesef. So we use kesef, and we use other kinyonim also. He's mefakbek on the kinyon kesef. He says that how can the rov sell and take money from the goy for all of the mishalachim? You need the shlichus of the Baal HaMomon. He can't be zeichin the money for everybody else. In each shlichus of the Baal HaMomon is the shlichus lakum. So how does it work? So he has several different mahalachim, including that it's the best time. He himself says the best mahalach, that it's midin orev, that I'm not taking the money for the balabos. The balabos is nasik aimer to the goy. Give the rov the money. He should keep it and put it in his pocket. And chemtzi mechuraloch. So I'm not. I don't ishlichus of the bala moment. I'm the bala moment. The rov is the bala moment. So you know two things. Maybe I should go back and talk differently to my goy. But every year when I tell the goy, I explain what shlichus is to him. I explain I'm not selling just my chometz, I'm selling everybody else's chometz. And when I tell him I need kesef kinyan, I tell him I need kesef kinyan not just for me, but for all these other people. And that's why he has to give me a whole $10 bill, because he's a shomer prutah for everybody. I think the goy is under the impression that I'm not pocketing the $10, that the $10 is to be divided among all these people. I think he understands that this is schia. So I have to go back and tell him, look, the Beis Yisrael says it can't be b'ter schia, and I presume I have to tell my balabatim, and this is the really crucial point, then when I take the kesef kinyan, it's for me and not for you. I don't know. I mean, I always took it for granted. I mean, it had occurred to me. I'm taking $10 from him. I gave him more than $10, but in sof kol sof, I got $10 from him. I should now have to go and give a quarter to everyone who made me a shliach. So my hisnaslus was that when I buy it back, who's giving me the money to buy it back? I'm buying it back with profit, obviously, but I'm using the $10 bill that I got from the mishalchim to give it back to the goy, so that I don't owe them any money anymore. And I presume that it is nichalahem. They want to come back after Pesach. Well, I think the goy is selling it for cash and getting it back as a matana. That's how I was understood all these things. But from now on, I'll pull out the Meshia de Be'er Yitzchok and tell him I'm keeping the $10 for myself. It's all mine. And after Pesach, I'll go and I'll ask everybody for a quarter. If you want your chometz back from the goy, you have to be mishtatef in the new kesef kinyan to get it back. But that's peripheral. It's nothing to do with us. The rayas they bring from Mechiras Chometz, which works, and the achronim try to be miyashiv, and they say that that's different from every zochin me'odom. It's different for every zochin me'odom, because in this case the chometz is mamish oylech li'ibud, and doesn't make any difference. All I'm doing is getting you the kesef kinyan, because otherwise you wouldn't even have the kesef kinyan. Now, frankly, I don't understand it, and Baruch Hashem, the Be'er Yitzchok, at least in this prat, he agrees with me. He tells me what's the difference between Zochin Miyodim and Zochin Lodim. I think it's another portion. It's the difference is, I need Das Kinyin all the time. There can't be Kinyin without a Das. Only it's either the Das Kine or the Das Makne. Usually it's Das of both people. But if you have a cotton, Das Acheres Makne, the Rotsen that you need, the Das, the Makne's Das is good enough. Zochin lo'odom, it's a parsha schia, naniyah. But what did the parsha tell me? I understand the parish is telling me that the das of the kohen is enough for the one for whom I'm being zeicher, and that works to be zeicher for somebody like das acheres makne. The zeicher is the das acheres. He's the godel who's taking it for the kohen. The zeicher is taking it for the one who's ultimately going to end up as the real bialim. So what difference does it make? Was heilach libu? It's not heilach libu. You need das. I got it by taking the comments away from you. I need das to take it away. It's not your das. So how does my das work if there's no zokin meyodom? If das acheres makna works only to be makna and not to be kaina, then I don't see how it works, Erev Pesach. So I don't know really how you resolve the problem of being makna with schia Erev Pesach, other than to say einochinami. I think Reva Chreinim are chaylik on the Markevus HaMishnah. So the nusa they put into the shtoris was because either they were machria or they wanted to be mezak according to the ones that Zikui helps. Why not? They can't harm. That's number one. The second point is there are a lot of rias, particularly in the Be'er Yitzchok, but that will take us afield. I don't want to talk about them. What I do want to talk about is Reb Moshe. The Beis Din, as I said before, Lizuchusom, didn't want to rely upon the Achronim who are chaylik on the Markevus HaMishnah and the Ktzos. They wanted to make it work even according to the Markevus HaMishnah and the Ktzos. So who do they quote? They quote Reb Moshe. I'll read you what Reb Moshe says. I don't begin to understand it. But here Reb Moshe said it, and you can quote it. The Ein Lahakshis, after all of this, this is it's all tshuva with regard to Zechiah from the Baal. He says, Ein Lahakshis, du kumay zochin me odom, shahar besevim vloyam rinon. No. Not that consensus of Pesachim that we don't say Zochim Miyodom, Harbe Zochim. The Harbe are the Markevus HaMishnah and the Ktzos, maybe the other Achronim also. But he says that it's got nothing to do with that, even if you hold there's no Zochim Miyodom. But again, you can be Zochim from the Baal. Why? Doin Yoni Ishus Einu Kinyin Mamish Leish Beishtoi. She's not his. And you're not being zeich in anything from him. And therefore, he says, it's only like Yisr v'heter, and in Yisr v'heter, there's no zochin me'odom, zochin lo'odom. It's got nothing to do with the precious zochin me'odom and zochin lo'odom. So I've got several problems. My first problem is that Hasiyah I know only from the parish of Nachalis. I only know Zoch, Zechi, and Kinyonim. I don't know Zechi in anything except Kinyonim. How could there possibly be Zechi in anything but Kinyonim and driving for the parish? So there has to be some kind of Kinyon here. What the Kinyon is, we'll talk about later, with just a Kinyon on the piece of paper, Kinyon on the Shibudim, Kinyon on the Ishus, call it what you want, but there has to be something here that's Nitvas in Kinyonim. Otherwise, where's the Zechi altogether? That's point number one. So I don't know the Zechi should work in the Sevehetar. If that's all that it is. And I don't know what the limbud would be. In addition, he tells me, how does he know this? Varaya. They're all of four lines. This is now the third line. Mitzad en kedushin teisim b'chav yikrisus. En teisim kedushin b'shizish. Kim b'furish b'kedushin daf samach zayin. Veloy mitzad shehi kvar shalacher. Says Rav Moshe, the Gemara tells me you can't be Makadish and Nisha a second time, or better, another man can't be Makadish her if she already belongs to the first husband. You can't sell a broken bridge twice. It's already sold to one. How can somebody else be Kaina? So Al Korcho Chishus isn't Kinyonim, it's Yisra Heter. And if it didn't have this Posseg, the Inkadushin Taishim, then there could be two husbands. So Al Korcho, we're not dealing with Kinyonim. I don't understand. It seems to me, first of all, what's Ishus? I call it a conjugal servitude. And now, after the Gemara in Samach Zayin, it's a exclusive conjugal servitude. You want Rayas? I have Rayas also. The Isha Niknis be Gimel Drochim. And what are the Gimel Drochim? Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. And karkas niknis begimel drachim. What's the gimel drachim? Kesef, shtar, and chazoke. And what do you think B is? B is the chazoke. And what I'm koine? The ishtamshus. What's the ishtamshus of an isha? That's what it is. And the way I'm koine the karka with the ishtamshus of the karka, namely, I plow a furrow. This is how I'm koine the ishus. And for any areas of halacha, ben odom is like karka in hilchos shchita. Even in hilchos shomrim, there's a tumah where he can be a shomer on an odom. Does he have a din of karka? Avodim are certainly karkois. This is a shibud. And for purposes of shibud, this is what I'm being Machnen. No, if I didn't have a pasuk that says that kushnar teifis in a woman who already became a neshes ish, so it'd be like a right of way in karka. The fact I give one person the schus knisa to traverse the karka means I can't give to somebody else. I can give 20 people the same rights. So she would have 20 husbands, and if you like, she'll be mutter to the 20 husbands and to everybody else. She'll be whatever. Or you'll tell me it's no worse than Chatziev, Chatziv ben Chirin, and nobody can be mishamish with her because everyone is pregeya in Eishes Re'eu. She's the wife of two people who says she's mutter to either one of them. Now that Kushin Aron Teif is the second time, so she's exclusively the wife of husband number one. If Kedushin would be Teif is twice, so they'd both be Osir and her, because Osi Tzad Baal Rishon Umishamish B'Tzad Baal Sheni, who says no, that's why I need a limud. It's not simply because she already conveyed this shibud to the husband, who says she can't give multiple shibudim. That's in effect what the Gemara is telling you. The Gemara is telling you it's not just a conjugal servitude, but an exclusive conjugal servitude. And if you don't think that's a raya, I have at least a chsam sefer who says after the chayim Rabbeinu Gershon, it's the same. Rabbeinu Gershon, he says, created the exclusive servitude on the baal for the isha. He calls it shibudim. These are all shibudim. The shibudim of ishus. And I feel in terms of leimar that ishus isn't what I have so crassly described it as being, but they're clearly shibudim that arise from the issues. The chefs of issues could be Yisr v'heter, but less man the polik that there are schusim that come afterwards, even if they're only derabbanan l'may nafgamina. So now the get isn't a schus gomer for the husband. The get isn't a schus gomer because he's losing all the shibudim, naniach they're even shibudim derabbanan. The get has to be kairis l'gamre. As long as she's agida gabei, the get isn't the get. I even have just ledugmas, a far out, the givas pinchos, don't even repeat it, it's not worth repeating, but he in the concept of agida gabei, he claims that if a woman doesn't have a civil divorce, the get isn't valid because she's still agida gabei. Now, what she's agida gabei nimuseim doesn't interest us at all, and there are lots of good reasons for making sure there's a get, that there's a civil divorce before a get, but the for as far as shibudim of Chazal are concerned, it shall be agida gabei, it'll be raised in the get, clearly. So what Ramesh is saying here, I have trouble understanding. More than that, I think that the Bezen was mezakeh shtara l'treyanpei. They contradict themselves. They're, at least, read the material. It seems that they wouldn't be paskin, kinegedekzeis, and the makevitz mishnah, other than Ramesh, who says, an Indian lakan. They're talking about momenis, who are Yisra v'heter, they're not relevant. And then they turn around and later they describe what the schus is, the schus for the baal, and it has to turn out that there's a tangible schus for the baal. So it seems that, at least for them, the ishus involves real shibudim and real kinyonim, and if so, I don't know what they've accomplished. Then it is a zochin me'odom and not a zochin lo'odom. But to go back to what I've been enumerating, it seems to me that in addition to the problems we spoke about last time, that I don't think that she's even a sofik eshesish, she's a vada eshesish, and forget about the issue that I have with regard to whether she is really a shoita, the baal is factually really a shaita, not really a shaita, I have this problem of zochin me'odom, and it doesn't seem to me so obvious that you could be machriya keneged the makevus hamishna and the tzais. That's another one of the reyeses that we have here. So that's that problem. Then I have another problem. The other problem is that there's no tzivui habal. And there's no tzivui habal, and I spoke about kisut nu a minute ago. If you need that the sefer has to hear mipi habal, this sefer is never going to hear mipi habal. And if you need that the sefer has to hear mipi habal, and kisut nu isn't going to work, according to Chazon Ish, halacha lemaisa, he also doesn't work. They want to say that even if kisut nu doesn't work, but here it does work. Why does it work? Because this woman is stoma legerishin emetis, and wherever the stoma legerishin emetis, you don't need lishma. That you need to hear me bihabal because of lishma. Now this takes us to things that we have been spoken about in this forum, in other sections of Ibn Ezer, and it goes to two separate issues. One of them is the Ramban, who is mechalek between kol haritza litraim and kol hashemei askeli in truma and in gittin. The Ramban says that unless it's shlichus mamish, it won't work. That kol hashemeya isn't good enough. That's be a loshon shlichus. And he says the only reason that it works for truma is because there's no nev lishmo. You need stoma lishmo imedes. Melech Rebbe Kiveger has his own mahalach. He thinks that truma is okay according to the Ramban because it's basically a schus. The only thing is that mitzvah b'yesem b'shluchay, and as long as he's megaladas, he doesn't care that he's doing it himself, you're okay. Whereas in the get, you need more than that. The Marcheshes says something different. The Marcheshes says that in Gittin, for a get, you need mipi habal because that's the only way you can transfer the lishmo. Now, I understand the problem in kisut nu precisely that way, that you have to hear mipi hasefer. It's not a Rav Moshe and Rabbi Willie, more or less, have one mahalach. They think that it's evidentiary. Rav Moshe certainly does, and if I understood Rabbi Willie, he also thinks it's evidentiary. I don't think so. And that's me, not me. I don't think anything. I have a Rav Lachonon. Rav Lachonon, a chakira, not a chakira, but the Marcheshes, I think, is clear. There's a koyach of gerushin. The Torah gave the koyach of gerushin to the Baal. And how does the Baal execute this koyach? By writing a piece of paper, lishmo. And the Baal doesn't have to do it himself. He can have a sofer do it. But forget about shlichus. But he, when he writes the get, he is meiser the koyach hagerushin to the sofer. That's what lishmo means. Lishmi lishmo lishem gerushin. That's my koyach, and I'm being meiser it to the get to the shliach. How am I meiser it to the shliach? It's not nitfas and kinyonim. I'm meiser it baal peh mepeh loizen. I have to tell him. He has to hear it from me. It's like a yod arichter, only it's like an oizen arichter or something. His ear becomes my peh, or whatever it is that goes on in my head that makes lishmo. That's how, as I understand Rebbechon, that's what Rebbechon is saying. As I understand the Marcheshes, that's how I understand the Ramban. And if there's a chsoron that if kisut nu, you have to hear me pi habal, then you have to hear it mamish mi pi habal. It's as if the mouth is spitting out the lishmo, and it enters the sefer. It enters his body in one way or another. And it's the only way you can transfer it. Lots of things that have to be done in person. Now, if that's all true, then this shaita can't do any of this. Clearly not. So it can't be better than kisvut nu. So don't tell me the Chazon Ish is masking to this unless you tell me the kisvut nu means something else, which other people think. But if this is what it means, then it doesn't work. In addition to everything else, all of this is only because you're telling me stoma legerishin kaima. I'm totally confused here. I am bewildered. This is a shaita. He's lying in a bed, and we're cracking our brains. How can we give the wife a get? And you're telling me that she's stomel gerish nemetes. You can tell me that isha shezinso stomel gerish nemetes. Because mechuyif lagarisha. You want to tell me that all the ones that were kaifin lagarish stomel gerish nemetes, which isn't true. But all right, you'll tell me all of that because mitzvah shmei divrei chachamim. Who? But the sheit is mitzvah shmei divrei chachamim. He can't do anything. His wife is stomel gerish nemetes. Why? Because the Bez Nitzvah is ready to write her a get. Who every shoyte, every ashes shoyte is stomel gerish nemetes. I don't see people running around writing gittin for all of those shoytim that have wives who are agunas. Mechateis is stomel gerish nemetes. Just because even naniach that were he a shoyte, I could be kaife. I would be kaife because he's menei all chiyuv issues. Good. But I can't be kai for him. So he's not stomel gerish nemetes. How does this get over the problem of lishma? If I need lishma, this can't be a stomel gerish nemetes, even if you think there's nothing you can do with her except divorce her. But there's no way that he can divorce her himself. So how does it become stomel gerish nemetes? I just listen. To me, it's mine, but I don't understand it. That's my other problem. So I've got the problem of lishma. It's not stomel. And anyone who says that you can use any of these hechetimsis, in the case of the shliach dies, whatever you want, they all tell me there's no chesaron lishma because she's legerish in hametz already after the original tzivi abal. This one is not legerish in hametz. I don't see how she should be legerish in hametz. Even Rebbe Leo Klatskin before Chazorah, when he was talking about a person whose wife's naguna for 10 years, she's stoma legerish in hametz. Because if we could find him, we'd beat him. We'd be kaifa to be megarish. So she's stomel gerish nemetes. But this Aisha Shaita is hardly stomel gerish nemetes. That's, I don't know, I've lost track of the numbers. In addition to that, there is a piece, not written in this context, obviously, from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that if Schi is not mitam shlichus, forget about Schi from the Baal. It's a chap. If it's mitam shlichus, okay, you'll tell me it's like a shliach. But if it's not mitam shlichus, so I'm picking up the get for you. I'm being mizaki with the get, but it's tligiter. I need the chesaron of tligiter tells me it's megala to me that I need an act on the part of the baal. Then the sin has to be miyad abal or miyad shluchay to the isha, and anything that I'm doing without a nesina mitzad abal is called tligiter. So you've got a problem with tligiter mel gabikark also, and we're certainly not going to go be machria whether shchia is mitam shlichus or whether shchia is not mitam shlichus. And then we come to the crucial point. The crucial point is that they're claiming that all of this is zochin le'odom or zochin me'odom, and who is the shchus for? The schus is for the Baal. And what is the schus for the Baal? Here I have to go to the Acharonim. Number one, I have a Sridi Eish. Also different shilas, but when he's talking about the schus for the Baal, he says it's a schus for the Baal to be Megarish's wife, im hu yirei shomayim ve'enoi reitze la'agen es ishtoi, page 57. Only if he's yirei shomayim and yirei la'agen es ishtoi. Now, I presume that the Baal HaMegarish, who's Nabach HaShoyte, is yirei shomayim and he's an enoi reitze la'agen es ishtoi, or that if he would be nishtape, he would be in the reitzel la'agen es ishtoi. So, but it certainly won't work across the board if we say zochin lo'odom or me'odom only for yirei shomayim. First of all, somebody's going to have to prove this yirei shomayim does want to be ma'agen ishtoi. If that's, to give you a few more sources, there is you see, that's on page... What page is that? I don't remember anymore. That was page 57 in the Psak Din. In page 46 of the Psak Din, There's something from Rav Herzog, if I could find it quickly enough, the Loshen is Kedai. He says that sometimes it's a chayiv mitzad hamesibos. Quote, kishema baal b'matzav shunimtza, as he is. Reitzel etzayres ishtoi, shetitztayer imoi. It's called spite. The husband may want to be mitzayer her. So he's not a tzaddik yisodai long. But you can't call the skus to take his wife away from him if he wants to be mitzayer her. I have no idea about this person who's in the bed in Haifa. Nobody asked him. Well, he's certainly bizarre. Does he want in Nebach? He's an ogun, kol yimechayov, in this bed. He can't get out of it. Maybe he wants her to be the same aguna as he's an ogun. Well, nobody asked him that. How do we know? Well, it's not clear to me that it's a schus by any means. But let's go to more concrete schusim. And here we have a Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is on page 75. The Chazon Ish also, it's in a different context, but he's telling me all the schusim that a husband has. Now, we know all the schusim. He has Ma'is Yedel, he gets Peiros and Yitzei Malug, gets Mitzias, v'chule, v'chule. Says the Chazon Ish, that's not the end of it. There are more things. He gets other things. And what are those other things? He says that He says that what he has from her, I don't see it on page 75. He says that, number one, that she will be, that he wants to stay married so that she can be Miss Yached Imo. He wants Yichud. This husband also wants Yichud. She wants her to be able to be Yached with him. If he'll be divorced, she can't be Yached with him. In the meantime, in the bad way, everything the Beth tells me, she seems to be an Ishuk Sheiro and she's doing whatever can be done. In fact, that's one of the things I'll come to in a moment. The Beth claims that he has no need for her because everything is being done in the hospital. But apparently she's been visiting, and anybody who's ever been in the hospital or nursing home knows that you get better care when the family's around. And she's there, she's being Misham Rishim, she's doing what has to be done for him. She's Why not? The second says he that he wants her to be Miss Abalolov. She's okay. He needs a wife to sit shiva for him when he dies. And finally, if he dies without children, he wants Yibum. I don't know why he wants Yibum. Schus from the Sham, whatever. That's Kabbalah already. But the Chazon Ish says, calls this a schus. It's one of the schus issues that she's zukuka the Yibum afterwards, and she'll be told in Chalitza. He calls it one of the schusim of the Baal. No, in this case, who says that the Baal doesn't want to be married to her? He wants you should be able to be miyachid with her. As soon as they're divorced, she's also going to the room, even forget the yichud, everything, just in the chotzer. She won't be able to come visit him in the hospital. So even before she gets married. So that he certainly doesn't want. He claims that they had a daughter, so there's no problem of yibum. Who says, let her be marich yomim, I may have asked for him. But who says he doesn't want to have a wife because he wants her to be zokuko liyibum in case the child dies? And whatever he's interested in, maybe he's interested in that also. And to be misabalolov, why shouldn't she have to be misabalolov? Of course she has to be misabalolov. That's kmoida, he says. Don't tell me the other members of the family are misabal. Apparently, the Chazon Ish held that the wife's being misabal is the kovid for the nifter. So who says that this is a schus for him? And to me, it's much more concrete. Who says he doesn't want to be Irish? So says the Bezdin that she's already made a tzavah in favor of the daughter. Number one, who says that the tzavo is valid? Who says she can be mafkia? After takonis usha, how can she be mafkia his schus yerusha by writing a tzavo, even if it's a halachic will? And I feel in tibsaloimar that it's valid in halacha. So she did one of two things: either she gave away whatever she had shoacha somach lemisa, but doesn't help on later acquired property, which she'll go out and she'll get tomorrow. He wants to be a yerusha. Or she was machayev herself a schum mufros, and then she goes out and she wins the mifal hapayos, and it's much more than the sum. Who says that the baal's ready to be mavater in any of that? I don't see where the great viturim are here. This sounds to me as the fact that you're telling me it's a schus, it's not clear to me that there's a real schus. Now, what the best, and again, if you're telling me that the get is iser v'heter, then all of these things are totally irrelevant. There's no zochim me'odom, there's zochim le'odom, it's only the ishus itself, but you know very well it's not just the ishus itself. I claim this a peil yetzei, and that the get is zochim, Ramesh seems to say differently, but you can't take all of these things into consideration, whether it is the schus, whether it isn't the schus, if you're operating on the basis of Ramesh. If you think that these things are germane, then it's a zochim me'odom, not a zochim le'odom. All these dini momenes are zochim me'odom. In addition to all of that, the Beis Din knows very well that, the Beis Din is claiming that, number one, he can't be Irish. He has no right to be Irish, and for this they have a mashal that if there's Tota Beinayim, the Baal is no longer a Irish, and there's no more Avelis. Now, if you look at the Kolbe in Avelis, among his chidushim, he writes that if a woman is civilly divorced, she doesn't have to sit shiva for her husband. His basis is the Marshal. It doesn't quote the Marshal, but if there's ktota, the Marshal has beautiful lishonis. You can go look at it, that what he's talking about, evil, whole life is tsar. If there's ktota, how can you tell her to go and sit and prav avelis if there's ktota b'nehem? And then a chiddush built on top of that he won't be Irish. In addition, the Beis Din found the source that says that if an isha is tivas gerushin b'tainis mosolai, the Baal can't be Irish anymore. That's b'tainis mosolai. This woman never claimed mosolai. She... them having a fushlem, she'll be happy to continue living ad mea v'esrim. She didn't claim Mosolai. She just wanted to be an aguna. Either the Beis Din should give him a bracha, he should get well, or give her a get. But she didn't come with a tithe of Mosolai. I don't see why he's not a Yerush. But these are all the things that the Beis Din is throwing in. And for good measure, the Baal, it can't be Irish if it's only a Sofik Eishes Ish, because I presume they mean in Sofik Meishim Devadai. The Kreve, Huisho, they're Yerushim Vadai. And he's a Yerush Misofik. We don't know whether there's Ishes here or there isn't Ishes. That's why it's so important for them to establish that there is a Sofik. They want to use that to show that there are no Chiyuvi Ishes. So she's not Mechuyev to do anything for him, because she's only a Sofik Eishes Ish, and mitam Sofik, she doesn't have to go visit him in the hospital or do anything else in Ishes Meshubet Labayla, presumably, and therefore it's now a Schus Gomur. The only problem is that the wife doesn't know that a Sofik Eishes Ish isn't Mechuyev in all these things, and she's doing it anyway. Once we tell her that she's a Vatai, not an Eishes Ish, she knows she doesn't have to do these things. But I'm being facetious. What I mean is that the Vatai Eishes Ish, I think, is established. This isn't their arguments aren't enough to say keenly. I don't think that in the Torah under Yerusha, anybody would say that the Baal isn't the Yerush. I think that's a Dover portion. That you're going to say that it's a Sofik because of what we spoke about the last Chaburim, and that's enough to establish a Kimli. I mean, Kimli isn't exactly a Hefkervelt. You can't say Kimli on the basis of every straw that you can grasp.
Well,
But ktota, that's stam. Yeah. He didn't say it in less than ktota. So I don't think the mashal applies to the Yerush either. Now, finally, last and least, I have here at least a sofik issur rabbanon. I call the sofik issur rabbanon because I can't be machriya between achrenim. We have there's a machlekes the tour of the Rambam with regard to a person's manish shliach when he's still a pikeach or chaldovar, and now he becomes a shaita. So machlekes whether this is a get it's possible to rise or possible to rabbanon. So the standard explanation is, what's he doing? Is he giving the shliach the koyach, like I said before, not just for the lishma, but for the etzim gerushin? He's not the baal for the gerushin, and he's baruch Hashem, he's a pikeach. Or is it like a yod arichta? Instead of having two hands, I now have four hands. But if the hand doesn't have a head, the extra hands aren't going to help. I'm a shaita, my hands don't work, so the other hands don't work. But or even the Rambam says it's posel midrabanon. Why is it posel midrabanon? So the get poshut says the balabati shesora, because I'm afraid he wasn't nishtapen, maybe still a shaita. That doesn't apply in this case. The prechoder says shelayimru shaita megarish. People won't know he's nishtapen. They'll think a shaita is megarish. I think Shlayim Rishayta Megarish applies to this case. The Bezin's writing again with all kinds of lumdas. What are the people out there going to say? They look at this, they see a Shaita's being Megarish. No, Yemru, of course a Shaita's Megarish. You're telling me it's Midin Schia, not Midin the Shaita, not with his din, but the din of the of Schia. Who's going to know that? The same Darabonon should apply here. That the Shalayim Ru Shaita Megarish should certainly apply. So that seems to be, you know, and if you would like the Prechodosh, it seems to me that Midei Iser Darabonon Loin Mafka, that certainly should apply here. I don't know if I had any other points with regard to the Psak of the Beis Din. Oh, yes. I didn't make the point. I should have made it earlier. Whether you could be Zoche Lishoite, that I spoke about. Wasn't that my first point? I didn't talk about it even. Did I talk about whether you can be Zoche for it? I didn't. Of course, I should be getting right with. That's another part. There's a machlekes or a machlekes when you can be zeicher for a shait. There's machlekes b'shainim. You can be zeicher for a cotton. So the Rosh says you can be zeicher for a cotton because it's for a osi l'chlal gadlus. What that means, I don't have time for. But I whatever. But not for a shait because he's not osi l'chlal pikeach. And the ones who say that you can be zeicher for a shait say a shait can also be nispakeach. It can also become, and in fact, they quote somebody who says, Rav Shaitim were cured. Bismanenu, it's probably true. Then I don't know if Rav Shaitim were cured. But okay, so it's also because it's also Lachal Gadlus. Now I'll give you a couple of echetimses. An anencephalic, which if you don't know what that is, it's a baby that's born with half a brain. And it's a Shaita. And assume that he grows to maturity, and you want to know whether he can be zeiche. Well, if he doesn't have to grow to maturity, I want to be zeiche in a bassinet for him. Can I be zeiche for this anencephalic baby? What are you going to tell me? He's osi l'chal gadlus. Osi l'chal pikeach. This is different from the shaita. As I understand the chilik is really very simple. If you're dealing with most forms of mental illness, those are chemical imbalances. If there can be sami de marpe, and that's how they're cured. If a guy is born without a brain, you can't regenerate neural tissue. Mice and this thing we don't take into consideration. There's no way that he's going to get the other half of the brain. No, and if I'm right then, and if I have somebody who's been in a motorcycle accident, this fellow was in a traffic accident. I don't know what happened to him. Let's assume that half his brain was blown out. So he's not a cephalic, he's missing something. That's not going to grow back. That certainly is not like an osi l'chal gadlus. So even the ones of old zochen l'shoite, for this one you're not going to be zochen. What's my raya? I have a better a weaker case, which makes my point stronger. The weaker case is in Imri Bina, says Imri Bina, even the Shita Sarosh. It should be Seiche for a Shaita. That's a Shaita, it's a mental institution. But what if I have somebody who has got less Das than the Rambam's, the Psoim B'Yeser, whom he says are Bali Das? I have a real Pesi. He's got an IQ of 50. He says there can't be, and there's nothing wrong with him. He's not. He doesn't think he's Napoleon. He's not crawling the walls. He's just that kind of ishaita. The mind doesn't work. He says that's not nishtapa. The IQs don't change. And for that, you can't be, according to anybody, you can't be zeicher. No, this guy lying here in the bed is certainly no better than the Imri Bina's shaita that he says nobody can be mezakeh for. No, so that leaves the whole mahalach without a basis altogether. It's all based on you can be zeicher for from a shaita, not even to a shaita, but from a shaita. And if there's no schia for this kind of a shaita lachol adayis, you don't even have rishayin to be soimach on. It's kol kol akitzin. I don't know how many tainus I had to count them up, but I don't think that the psak counts for very much.
Tuesday,
yeah. We also have to